Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so I got to ask you some questions. Like, I'm
sorry. Absolutely, yeah.
Did she go down on you?
She did.
And how was that?
It was fine.
So she fucked you with a strap on?
Yes, from behind while I was sucking his cock.
Oh,
and then I also got on top of her at one point. I was sucking his cock. So there was, yeah. So I would say check and check.
Mentally, I'm a little more blocked about, could I do it with somebody that he knows and has, like, he's been with before? Like, how's that going to make me feel?
I don't know. Yeah, sure. I had that thought also before this happened because we had talked about it with other people.
Well, hey, everybody. So welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla, and this time I have April's iPad giveaway winner on with me. I'm so excited to chat with her because it's a girl, so we get to have more girl talk. And I know she's got good stories. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I didn't ask you if you wanted me to say your name or not.
You can assign a name to me.
I don't know. Okay, this just popped into my head. I'm going to call you Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, so nice to have you. I was really excited when a woman won again. Like, this is two women. Like, women are leaving the best reviews.
Well,
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm super excited to get to chat with you because it's really fun for me to just get feedback and listen to and, you know. Well, who listens to the show? I've been doing this for 5 years and it's kind of like 5 years of talking into a microphone with, you know, I get emails and stuff like that, but it's not the same as like being able to sit here and actually chat with you one-on-one. So I'm super excited.
Yeah. You're striking a nerve. So
yes,
your female listenership, I'm sure is
growing. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, woo, go women. I love the guys. Don't get me wrong. I love the guys too.
But you're right. Oh, yes, we do.
Yes.
We have that in common too.
Yep. I'm excited that I get to talk to a woman. All right. So let me know. Tell me how you came across my podcast.
I listened to the first one I listened to was because you had the pesky prostitute on. You had Aubrey on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I follow her on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan. I adore her. She's awesome. And so that led me to you.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I'm excited about that. And you said that you had, well, before we jump into your stories, because I know you have some good stories, but did you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I did. I was interested in the process of beginning a podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, my interest is not in a sex podcast, but in a different in a different category. But I'm sure the startup experience is pretty much universal.
Yeah.
And so I think that is the biggest hurdle to getting it going is really like, okay, well, I have the idea. I can workshop what I'm going to do with the content, but I wouldn't know even where to, you know, how do you post it? How do you get your content across all the various platforms?
Yes.
So those kinds of questions were what I was going to pick your brain on.
Okay. I'm going to give you like the super fast. This is the fun part is that, you know what? This is actually not complicated. And when you don't know what you're doing, it can seem like, well, where do I go? What do I do?
Yeah,
super, right. Super easy. Go to just, first of all, obviously you have your show idea. I assume you have a title. I would sit down and record your first 5 episodes and get those recorded and then go to iTunes and you just apply and you fill out like it's a developer. You get a developer ID and you create your show. And then with the description and everything, and then publish your first 5 episodes.
So there's no approval process. There's no, it's a basically like upload.
No, you submit. It's been so long since I've done it. I'm sure their timeframe, their turnaround timeframe for approval is pretty quickly. But I would definitely, why I'm saying iTunes is because they're just by far and away the largest syndicate of, yeah, you wouldn't want to overlook iTunes. The nice thing is that other syndicators will just grab your RSS feed directly from iTunes. So start with iTunes and then you can move on to, you know, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, and, you know, in other places, and just start. If you don't see that your podcast is being picked up by them, then you can just submit it. But start with iTunes, because really that's got the biggest listenership. I mean, if my downloads every month, if I get 25,000 downloads a month, then 23 or 22,000 are coming directly from an iTunes, whether they're listening on, you know, the app or directly on iTunes, but it's Apple's the biggest one.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and is there a, like a keyword, you put in a bunch of keywords so people can find your content? I'm sure there's so many now, everybody's got a podcast, you know.
Are you talking about through iTunes when you
say
iTunes is going to just, they're going to give you generic categories. You just really, you just follow their lead. You select, you know, like it's a health and wellness, and then it'll go a little deeper, you know, it'll say maybe exercise and fitness, and boom, boom, you know, you just kind of go through the, you go through the little, their little pick list until you have what it is. And it's really, really easy. I mean, you can submit it yourself. You could find someone to do it, submit it for you, but literally it's plug and play. Like you don't need, then the other thing you just need to find is, so that's, start with that. The other thing is just, you're going to know where you want to host your actual audio. So you need to be pushing it out from somewhere. And then that's where all the additional syndicates will grab it from. Like iTunes pulls from there. When you publish, I recommend, I use podcast websites or captivate.fm. So you can publish it like on a Libsyn or, you know, there's something like that. But actually I recommend like podcast websites or captivate.fm. They're going to give you the most kind of features. And also they have a back area that'll allow you just to directly push your content out to without going through the application process. Like they already have you linked to all the major syndicators. So
too easy.
Yeah. I mean, like it's
great. It,
like it's come, even just in the last 5 years when I started, it's really come a long way. So it, honestly, like it's so easy. It's so easy. It's too easy not to. Like if anybody's thinking about doing a podcast, like definitely it's easy. And then I would say the only other thing is just, you know, the software that I use, I run it, do it on a Mac, but there's PC software. Get a decent microphone. I use a Rode Podcaster or the Yeti. Before I use the Rode, I use the Yeti, and they're just good quality. You know, you don't want, like the one thing I think that people get bothered with and that I get irritated with is if my sound quality comes out shitty, because you know, it's like you're asking a lot for someone to sit through poor sound quality, right? It's kind of irritating when you're listening to it. You're like, you know, you turn it off. So, but there's free software out there that's super easy to record to, and then I send my stuff off to an editor who edits for me. You don't even have to do that. I found somebody that's really cost effective. So it's not, it sounds like it'd be expensive, but it really isn't, just to use somebody else to do it. And I say use somebody else because I just want to focus on, for me, I want to focus as the creative part of this force of this podcast. I want to focus on the content. Everything else that I could outsource, I outsource. So, and again, it's not a huge financial undertaking. So that's the cool part. Yeah. You can always, you know, you have my email. You can always.
I will.
You can always email me, Jenny. Yep.
I'm sure I will.
You'll
be sorry you gave it to me.
You can have your little sweetie call you that. That can be your new little nickname, Jenny.
Mm-hmm. When we role play, sure.
Yeah, when you role play, I know. Okay. So did I give you enough there about the podcast?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's enough for me to get going. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, at least to allay my fears that it's not a huge barrier to entry. It sounds pretty.
No, it
is pretty doable.
It isn't. There's no barrier to entry, really. I mean, that the bar is very low.
Awesome.
But the other thing is too, just the only thing we'll tell people that are new that want to do this is you've got to just get past your first, I'd say 100 episodes before, you know, you're really going to want to rip all of them. You're going to want to rip them down. You're going to be so critical. That's why I said record 5 and push that out right away so that somebody's new when they come across, like they have enough to start listening and get interested. Also commit to a schedule. Like mm-hmm. the worst thing you can do, which I did in the beginning, like everything that's bad and, you know, I've Forrest Gumped my way through it. So I've already made all the mistakes. People like regular content. They like to know, you know, you publish on these days and these days. And so really, really just try to, whatever it's going to be, it could be just twice a month. It could be once a week, once a month, whatever you want. But really,
consistency is key. Yeah,
consistent, because your listeners are going to want that. So
yeah, I, as a consumer, I schedule my activities around certain podcasts.
Yeah,
so sure.
Yeah.
You know, the one you listen to when you're at the gym and the one you listen to when you walk your dogs.
Exactly.
And yeah, for sure.
I know. Yeah. And it's a treat. I mean, like I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's a treat for me to listen to this. I feel it's indulgent. You know, like I'm like,
yes,
oh, okay.
It's me time.
Yes, I can exercise and I can listen to this or whatever. Yeah. So I love that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I answer all that?
I think so. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Now, I want to hear about
the good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you have a partner.
I do. I'm in a relationship. Yep. But we are long distance.
And
so when I mentioned that I had listened to your show that you, when you interviewed Aubrey, the reason that that was particularly interesting to me was because I wanted to hire her. Like I thought she was just awesome. And my boyfriend had a big birthday. And so, and you know, she just absolutely, I just have the biggest girl crush on her.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I wanted to make sure she saw couples and then, but I misunderstood where she was located. So I actually reached out to her and asked her about, okay, well, you know, if I was going to hire a sex worker, like, give me some, you know, what can you tell me? And so she had a thread on her old Twitter account and that she just asked other sex workers, hey, if you are, you know, if you want to let people know what city you're in, drop a reply. And so, you know, shopping was on.
Right.
But from there, so from there, I actually found another website because we were going to be in Vegas for his birthday. And there is a, you know, of course there's a website for it.
Sure.
And so basically you can customize what you're looking for. You know, if you want to go by physical type, if you want to go by activities, you want that or services, you want that person to provide anything you can think of. Boy, there's a filter for it.
Right.
That's how we selected one. I actually did a lot of the legwork first, knowing what his type was and to make sure that this person would seek couples. And so then, actually, I think in that interview, you had mentioned that, you know, you had not had a threesome with another woman. And I was like, well, I had neither, except Audrey. Audrey hooked me up. So I actually, after it was over, I thanked her. I'm like, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you for the advice.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I know.
It was fun.
I don't know why I never considered that when she said it. It was like, ding, ding, ding. Like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense.
Yeah, because it also sort of puts the control back into your hands.
Yeah.
You know, where this is a person who's no threat to your relationship.
Yeah.
This is, they're going to, you know what sort of is going to happen because you're making the arrangements. Not that there's not a level of spontaneity, but, you know, at least you're sort of controlling what you can control if you're concerned about that.
Yes. So, okay. How did it go?
It went pretty well. I think that, you know, I knew what his physical type was.
Okay.
Or what would be exciting for him.
Mm-hmm.
And from those, I looked at, okay, what can we agree on as to some of our bucket list items? Now, I should say that he had experience in this area before, but I had none.
Okay.
So, you know, I wanted to, my idea was that, well, hell, if I'm paying for it, then I want to make sure I get some.
Right.
I get a little something out of it too.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had things, right, that you wanted to also.
Absolutely. Experience. Yeah.
So this was your first time with a woman. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was completely, he was all about like making sure that, I was just as satisfied as he was, or just as involved, you know, it wasn't like I felt like he was the focus, but like I said, I didn't not think of myself when I was trying to pick somebody out.
Okay. So I got to ask you some questions. Like I'm
so absolutely. Yeah.
Did she go down on you?
She did.
And how was that?
It was fine. I've had, you know, I think it was better than some men, but again, I think it was like, this is somebody who is being paid to do a job, maybe, you know? So do I think her heart was in it? No, but she did. Yeah. And it wasn't the most interesting thing that happened that afternoon. It was an afternoon, but it was fine. You know, like it was like, okay, so that's what that's like. It was actually no different than a guy, but was not shattering.
Okay. So what was the most interesting thing that happened?
Well, let's see. So I think that for my boyfriend, he was one of the things that he had hoped would happen was, you know, he would get a blowjob from two women at the same time. Well, that's pretty basic, right?
Yeah.
That definitely happened.
Yeah.
I think, but he was happy about that.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that from the website, then you can go to their personal profiles. And I was able to see that one of the options, if you will, that she offered was that she had a lot of toys. And if he wanted her to bring a strap on, she'd be happy to do that.
Oh.
So I said, why don't you bring that? That would be nice. Please bring that.
Yes.
Because that I thought would be something I would like to try. And I did.
So she fucked you with a strap on.
Yes. From behind while I was sucking his cock.
Oh,
and then I also got on top of her at one point. I was sucking his cock. So there was, So I would say check and check.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That is so, okay. So when this is going on, are you just like, this is hot? Are you turned on? I want it. Like, where's your head?
Overall, like I was terrified. I mean, honestly. So, and afterward I told him that and he's like, oh my God, why didn't you tell, you know, but of course I don't want to say, holy shit, this is going to be strange. And I'm excited, but I'm also nervous and concerned.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, do I want to watch my boyfriend fuck somebody else? And turned out no big deal.
Yeah.
But going to get her, meet her and bring her back to our room and all of that. And I think there was nervous, but I would think the whole thing. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was fucking hot.
Did you guys take any video or pictures or anything like that?
I didn't because I thought that's a lot to ask. And I did see there were of the women that were the finalists that I offered him before I reached out to schedule. One of them did say that was a possibility. I didn't think it was necessary at this stage. We have plans to do it again. The one thing I think that, and totally fair, like I said, you know, like her heart wasn't in it when she was going down on me. He did say the same thing, like, well, if we had a threesome, I would want both women to be as excited to be with me. And, you know, I think he felt the same thing, like, okay, she's here and she's totally present, but at the same time, she's not hot for his cock the way I am. So I think. So we have a few potential. We have options to do it again. Yeah.
Okay. And now are
not for hire. Yeah. These are women that are, already on his radar or somebody he's already slept with. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. So I want to go back to the pegging.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Me what too. Can we? Yeah, let's go back to that.
What is
it? It was good. It was good. Very good. I think that if we were to have a threesome with a guy, like, you know, that sort of piqued my interest into like, oh, well, now I can see the, I mean, that certainly it's on my bucket list, but certainly made it go a little bit higher on my bucket list. I think that two cocks are definitely better than one.
Two cocks are better than one?
Yeah. The one time in my life right after college, I tried to have a threesome with two guys. And the one that I was interested in, he tried to pull like a bait and switch. Like he was more interested in watching me with his friend. And I was like, I don't really want to fuck your friend. I wanted to fuck you, but I was willing to fuck your friend. And so it sort of
backfired. It
devolved into it became a non-threesome. So I don't even count that experience. It was, So that's still on my to-do. But I think the element of the strap-on was so exciting that I went out and bought one.
Okay.
So now I actually have two now. I have both the kind that you can use with a panty. It came with a panty, but I also have a harness that you can interchange different dildos with it. And then I have a Fieldo, which is my new favorite thing in the world.
That?
It is a dildo that also has an insert.
Ooh,
I wish I had it handy so I could show you. So I can insert it inside of me.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay.
Somebody else. Yeah.
That's what, because don't you want, I mean, why can't you be stimulated at the same time?
You definitely can.
Oh, that's what I want. Yeah.
So I am not as excited about. So we have used it. Yeah. He and I have used it. Yeah. I haven't used it on another woman. I have not really that much interest in using it on another woman. I'm totally fine with a woman using it on me, but I do enjoy fucking him. A lot, turns out. Yeah. Which is totally new. If you had asked me before this relationship, hey, how about that? Would you ever try that? I would have said, not really on my radar. I'm not interested. Yeah. It doesn't do anything for me. Turns out, it does. So you never know.
What does it do for you? That's what I want to know. Because I kind of had that same preconceived idea. I'm like, I will do it, but I don't know. Will it be exciting for you?
Yeah. Okay. So let's see, how can I describe it? So the first time, and maybe this is not a universal reference, but let's just say the first time I had anal, there was no, like, physically, like, you're not rubbing, even without, like, you're stimulating my clit or whatever, the act of you fucking me in my ass, it's not getting me closer. I was not going to have an anal orgasm.
Yeah.
But knowing what it was doing to him. Uh-huh. Was just like so satisfying and so fucking hot and really like, holy shit, we can do that again.
Yes.
I think it's something like that. Like the experience of fucking him, although this was before I had the Fieldo. Now the Fieldo means I'm in it to win it also. Because it vibrates. You can turn the vibrator on and And it it's so good.
Vibrator.
I need to go somehow write a review for that somewhere. Yeah. But the knowing just what it's doing for him, you know, if you've ever fingered a guy's ass and you know what it does for him. So this is just like that. But now to the third power or something, you know, it's really, really, it's really good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So I'm still new, like I'm learning positions work. And I think that's really key is finding a position that stimulates him at the same time as me, or that is, I can get good traction. He's taller than me. It's a challenge for us to find, you know, just get it just right. You certainly appreciate more the athleticism of guys that you ever were with that really knew how to fuck because the lead in that dance is a lot more work than maybe you thought.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay. And he's
6 feet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you don't. Yeah. Yeah, you're not right. Oh, I know.
Right.
Guys that have stamina and like strength and physicality.
Oh, yeah.
While you're fucking.
And to be able to hold your legs in the air at the same time. And, you know, there's some leverage tricks that you need to learn.
Flip you around. Pick you up, bounce you on
their queen,
like.
But I have to say that you learn that you can summon certain, you have certain reserves of strength that in the heat of the moment, you might be able to flip a guy or at least encourage him, turn over right now. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. It might come over you.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. Okay, so after your threesome, you were you felt overall it was a good experience.
It was a good experience. It sort of demystified it for me now.
Okay. I need to get over that hump. I think I have all this.
I would 100% say the sex worker was worth every penny just for that reason. Because now, like, we're long distance and we have an arrangement that we're emotionally committed, but physically, you know, we can do other things with other people as long as the other person is aware of it. We're fully transparent. So one of the women that he has seen where he lives recently, like, she's pretty new and he has floated this idea to her. And so I think, you know, we'll have that opportunity. There's a couple, actually, we'll have that opportunity with in the very near future. But I think that had I not had this experience in Vegas first, that I probably would have been like, oh, too insecure. Or at least that would have been a lot of baggage to carry into the bedroom with me.
Yeah.
And now I don't have that at all.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, set it up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that. So when you, when you were with in your threesome, he was fucking her, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything that, like, I guess I always worry, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, do I just go with a couple? Because then I have no emotional attachment to anybody, right? And I could just be the third, and then that's fun for me. I could kind of be the superstar. And I don't have to worry.
The guest star.
Yeah, the guest star of the show. And I don't have to worry about oh, I'm watching the guy that I care about or someone I care about fuck someone else? Like, how did that play? See, I feel like I could do it with a sex worker. Mentally, I'm a little more blocked about, could I do it with somebody that he knows and has, like, he's been with before? Like, how's that going to make me feel? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. I had that thought also before this happened because we had talked about it with other people. I think that I felt the same way, but I don't really fear it now. But I think that if the shoe were on the other foot, like if I were the third, I'm excited to try that as well, obviously with another couple, because I think that would be a lot of fun and just be like, you know, walk away, like high five everybody and say thanks, like, and go away. Yeah. But, and maybe this is, you know, atypical. I think so. Once she left, and this was just by scheduling reasons, we had met her with her during, you know, the middle of the day. We sort of had that shared experience. And so like the sex for the rest of the day was was really, really just like fucking great. But I think there's that aspect to it. And maybe that's because it was a sex worker. So with the other people, I think the key there is the trust. You know, if I wanted to know, like, oh, what did so-and-so say to you when you guys met last time? Like, whenever he's with somebody else, like, I get a full replay, if you will, on his drive home. And then once he gets home, we get to FaceTime and I get a, you know, round two. Yeah, that's great. I look forward to that after those. So I think there's a little less fear of the unknown. Okay. But I think the first time was difficult because, and more so because, just because it had been talked about as a potential, but when it got solidified, I didn't know yet. And so that was like, oh, well, I didn't know, you know, you said this was a maybe, I didn't know it was a for sure. So that one was a little rocky. It turned out fine, obviously, but I think the subsequent ones have been really easy. So seeing him fuck somebody else was really not that, it's worse in your brain than it is in real life, I think. And part of that's maybe, I don't know if it's arrogance or ego or what you would say, but like, I'm so secure with, well, go ahead and try, but I know that I fuck him better than...
I know what he likes.
And I won't say just for this relationship, but others too, that if I ever felt like, if I ever thought that you could take him, well, then take him. You know, if you can, please give it your shot. Yeah. I'm just not a jealous person. So that's probably part of it. But I also don't have that. I know I've listened to some lifestyle podcasts recently and just learning a little bit about ethical non-monogamy. Like, I don't have that compersion that I hear other people talk about where I'm so like, I'm not going to cheer on the sideline. Like, oh, I'm so happy you're fucking somebody else. I want you to fuck that person and then go, oh, she's still not as good as you.
Yeah.
So I think it's more
of the validation.
Yeah. I'm still more competitive than I am just straight up. I'm not against him having pleasure for sure. Like, please, you know, I don't want it to be a terrible experience. I just know, like, I know how to suck your cock. And so please try.
You know? Yeah. You're confident.
Mm-hmm. I'm confident. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So you have never watched when he's with someone else, you just get a phone call afterwards, but you've never actually like had a FaceTime call or seen it, or do you?
Almost. No, we have talked about that. Like,
I get pictures or anything like that. Like,
not yet, but we had just recently, or at least the last time then we were on the phone. He's got a hot wife couple situation that he's seeing them once in a while, like every other month or so. And there was one that I thought, like, because we were on the phone and they were just getting there. And I thought, are you going to call me back? I thought I might get a call back. Yeah. And so he said, oh, you know, later when we're on the phone, he's like, no, but we could talk about making that happen. So not yet, but it's a possibility.
Yeah.
So, and I think that would be fine. I'd be interested in trying that one time.
Yeah.
Why not?
I know.
Sort of demystifying it. But we'll see. Yeah, I think that's okay. I'd like to try that once, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have him in the same room and just watch for a minute?
If I were in the room and not participating?
No, you were participating, but maybe you kind of like step back and just were watching them for a minute.
Oh, I did that. I did that in Vegas. Yeah,
you
sure.
Did? Okay, how was that?
Yeah, I had a drink because I was terrified.
Sure.
And no, I had an edible, which I should tell you about that too. So,
oh, yes, tell me.
totally new to me. Yeah. But I stepped, like, I, for a little bit while this was going on, I stepped back and had a drink. Well, I just had a sip of my cocktail because I was just needed a moment.
Sure, sure.
And watched. Yeah. And watched. Yeah. And that was, yeah. Do that too. Yeah. I think that's a good way to spend a take a break and and enjoy the show.
Yeah. Get a little downtime. Okay.
Re-tap in.
Yes. Yeah. So re-tap in.
Yeah. But there was no point at any point did I feel left out or did I feel like, you know, they're having too much fun or none of that. It sort of evaporated. And maybe I was super lucky and it was just a luck of the draw, you know, fate was smiled at me that it was a great experience.
Yeah.
But like I said, I also think that was part of the fact that I paid for it. And so I felt that it was within my control a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe with somebody we didn't know.
Yeah. So may I ask what the going rate is? I'm just curious, like what that cost.
I think it was, I want to say it was $1,000 for 2 hours, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a big birthday. It was worth it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah,
That was a lot. Yeah, it's a lot for me, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not opposed to, again, I'm not opposed to it. I think it's probably might be a good way to get me.
Right. Past your, all the fear. Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't even know what's fear. I feel like I have analysis paralysis.
Fear of the unknown.
I've just have gotten so, it's been on my bucket list since I started this 5 years ago, and I can't get over it. And, you know, one of the problems I have is I was trying to find a couple and to be with them. And I would find that what I was really looking for was the attraction to the woman. I know what men are about. And I wanted to be like excited about her, you know, like, oh, this is my first time with a woman, you know, so I was really putting the emphasis on that. But then I would find a woman that I think is hot. And then her partner, I would not find hot, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's just been all these things. And I just probably need to just lighten up about it and just be like, hey, if everybody's strong seven, like, let's just go for it. Like, who the fuck cares?
I think it's chemistry too. Like, now we've recently, like, he's created a profile for us on another app, and we have a profile on another app where we each have separate profiles and then we can link them.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to another couple, actually might go meet them tonight, but,
Yay.
So, and I like I said, I have not been the unicorn.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, neither one of them am I like, holy fucking shit. Yeah, I want to fuck that person.
Right.
But I think I'm willing to go now, you know, now that I have a little more experience or knowledge and meet them and just see like, okay, what's the chemistry? If nothing else, I want to hear their experiences and learn from them because they're totally willing to tell me a lot. So I think it's worth, if you have interest in it, it's definitely worth baby stepping in and at least be open to the possibility.
Yes.
A little more. Yeah. And I still wouldn't say I can't consider myself bi-curious. Am I heteroflexible? Sure.
Yeah.
Like, I think that my interest in the other things I want to do with another woman or another couple have less to do with being attracted to the woman. It's just the overall experience itself.
Yeah. Now, have you gone down on a woman?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't. Yeah.
And so would you be willing to? Because that's the other thing. I kind of really don't want to.
I understand. I swear to God, we're just like the parallel. You're just like 3 months behind me or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
The measurement of time.
Yeah.
I think that.
You're my trailblazer.
Yes. I will happily tell you what my experiences were before you have them. But I can. Okay. So I want her to
go down on me, but I don't want to do it. I just don't want to eat a pussy. I just don't want
Sure. And I think that the idea of a woman going down on me was terrifying in that, like, oh, is it going to change how I feel about when a guy does it now? Or am I only going to want women to do it? No, was no different. But at the same time, reciprocating it, like I said, I think that for one thing, he's so fucking good at it that she doesn't need me. I'm an amateur. Let him handle that. Like, my guy can handle that. I think that, like, it's not that terrifying to me, but I also, it's not something I feel like I need to do. But I think that I have, you know, this relationship I'm in now, I have gotten to the point where I can't say never because I have, there's so many things that prior to this person, if you had asked me, I would have been like, no, I'm not, I have no interest in that. I have no interest in pegging. I can't squirt. There's nothing, you know, I have no interest in three, you know, whatever the thing is, like, I would have said no. Mm-hmm. And so my sage advice would be never say never because here we are.
Well, yeah. If you've listened to my podcast, if you've gotten and caught enough episodes, mm-hmm. I do say that. I'm like, I'm trying to strike it from my vocabulary because every time I say never, I end up being the word. And I've done it enough. I've done it enough, right? Okay, stop.
Really eat your words. Yes. Yeah. Or find your tongue in some guy's ass. Yes, I think that's true. Mm-hmm. Which I would have said, are you kidding me? No, I'm never going to do that, but it happens.
Well, that is another debate that I do have on this show with like friends are like, are you an ass eater? Do you eat ass or do you not eat ass? I do not eat ass.
Do you say that now?
I know. I fisted a guy. I've done all that. I don't know. Like I can't get my mouth down there, but.
Well, I think the right situation and the right person and the right everything, all the other elements might lead you to that.
Yeah.
I would never. And it wasn't anything that was asked of me. It wasn't anything that I had any curiosity about, but just one night it happened and both of us afterward were like, what was that? I don't know. I just
put my mouth there. There we go. Yeah.
And he said, yeah, well, turns out I like it. I'm like, well, turns out I like it too. So here we are.
Yeah. There we go.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, completely organically, at no point did he say, hey, would you mind? No, never. It was not asked of me.
Yeah.
And it was not even anything I had ever had any curiosity in, but whatever, it happened. And yeah, now we're pegging. So
now we're pegging. Love it. I know. I would totally peg. See, I'm fine with the pegging. I'm fine with I know how to give a guy a prostate orgasm. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, me too.
Guys are usually like, what the hell did you just do? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mine now.
I own that ass.
Yeah. I think we've always had this rule, and I can't say it's unspoken because I literally said to him at one point, you can do that to me, but whatever you do to me, I get to do to you. And so that has always been our agreement.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want, but I can do it to you if I want to.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
There you go.
So like I let him tie me up. He lets me tie him up. He had never let a woman tie him up, but here we are. So.
Yeah. Now, when you tied him up, what did you do?
Well, he had some restraints that go under your mattress, you know, for each corner of, for your extremities. So the first time that he tried them, I broke them.
Oh, you did?
I turned into the Hulk and I don't know. I was a little overly excited and ripped.
Oh.
That broke the leg on one of them. So now we mostly use the wrist ones, which is fine because you need some lower body mobility. He's got some other ones too, but this one, so I have restrained his hands and then I can blindfold him or not and then tease the shit out of him. And,
yeah. Don't you love
get on top of him?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I do too.
It's great.
I mean, that's what I really love. I love just tease the shit.
Take my time.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Tease the shit out of a man, drive him crazy where he's just dying to
begging.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hot. It's so hot.
It's really good.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I think, Jenny, you and I have a lot in common.
So the edibles question. So like I was the girl who never got high, like not in college, not in high school, nothing. But a year or so ago when it's legal in the state where he lives and mine, but he went and bought edibles, gummies. Mm-hmm. And do you want to try them? And I don't know, you know, I don't get high. And and he doesn't, you know, he hadn't since college either, but just as kind of for fun. Okay. Right. And just the tiniest, like the first time I tried them, these are like 2 milligram edibles and had a few of those. And the next night I had too many. And so he's got a lot of blackmail video of me.
Oh, that's funny.
But I will say, so the experience on edibles is really it's different for me. Mm-hmm. I would say that the release is greater. Mm-hmm. Like my orgasms are way stronger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And okay. I think that, so I had not really had previous to this relationship had no experience. Like I had never squirted before. If I have edibles and like, I can do it, obviously I can do it now without them, but if I have edibles, it's on. Like he needs a towel.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just the ability to really relax. You know, it's probably a lot of that, but just, I can't, you know, and I was so anti-pot. Like I was so like, it's just not, you know, and that's, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of history from my childhood and the people I knew that did it, but holy shit. Like I can't say enough of try it. And it doesn't take a lot. And it totally changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's, you know, and I have great sex without them.
Sure.
But with them, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really, really fucking incredible.
Well, I'm getting ready to, later on today, I'm traveling to Jamaica and I'm meeting up with a friend of mine who I met when I did my yoga teacher training and it's a yoga retreat I'm going to that she's
doing. Awesome. That and sounds so good.
I know. She's getting some edibles and I'm like, yeah. Maybe when I'm there, I'll just be, you know, one of the things I've always wanted to do is just hook up with some guy in a random country and, you know, like have fun. And I'm kind of thinking maybe Jamaica might be my place. We'll see.
I haven't done it in the Caribbean. I've done it in Europe, but I think never on edibles. I think that why not? Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to get some. And so I'm like,
Yeah.
We'll see what
happens.
That's
awesome.
I might,
you know, you can say it's for content. You have to do it right.
Exactly. This is like, it's my duty to the listener.
Research.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm the one that has to do this stuff and then report back my findings. So
true. It's for the good of all your listeners.
It's my philanthropy.
you're just so giving.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is I'll say the other thing is that I did look ahead, like kind of trying to sort of prospect a little bit. And I found some
smart
in the area, quite frankly, have some really, really like big cocks. And
nice.
I'm not a size queen.
Right.
But there is something to when you have a really big cock in you and you're totally filled in stress. Mm-hmm. It does.
Yes.
It's like,
it's true.
It's a different sensation. Like,
so, I think that I agree to the extent that for a different birthday for my boyfriend, I bought him a clone of Willie so I could make a copy of his cock.
No kidding.
So now I have two of them.
Ooh.
But I can take that one home with me, like that one I have at home. So yeah, but I agree that and it's true, size isn't everything. But they don't sell 3-inch dildos, do they?
That's right.
They don't. I think that what you can do with it is crucial. You know, you can't just be a jackhammer. But the physical sensation of being filled is unbeatable.
Amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I know. I say, I tell women, I'm like, you know, especially like I have a really big dildo, this one that's really big. And I say, think of dildos like diamonds. Size up.
Yeah.
You'll always, you know, it's okay to go bigger. Like have, you know, your regular average. And then every once in a while, you should spoil yourself with a really big one.
Yeah.
And
show off just a little. Yeah.
Yep. And then you can do that with guys too. You know, every once in a while, spoil yourself. Or maybe you are lucky and you have a big one all the time. I mean, like, I'm talking like big, like
there is such a thing as too big. But yeah, I mean, there is
such a thing as too big. I like to have that experience just every once in a while. Like, I feel like I want to keep that pristine down there, and I don't like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get too dependent on the size.
Right.
Kind of like it's a treat for, you know, every once in a while. I feel like as long as your dick gets hard, it's about the blood flow more than the size. If your dick gets hard, we're good to go.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
But
if you're making an impact.
Yes. You're making an impact.
Make an impact.
That's right.
And the same for, you know, the guys always say that about head, you know, if there's enthusiasm, that goes a long way. Same with your cock. If there's enthusiasm,
that goes a long way. Yeah. Yeah. I love
that. Impact.
Yeah. Yes. Well, on that note, I think that's a good point to wrap it up. Make an impact.
Yes.
If there's enthusiasm, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
There we go. Jenny, it was great to chat with you. Thank you
so much.
And again, thank you so much for your very great, well-written, kind review.
Oh, yes. I'm glad. I meant it. I think that it's especially for having been in a previous relationships that were not sexually fulfilling. If I had a partner who was probably more open to possible new experiences.
Yeah.
That a podcast is a great way to be like, oh my gosh, listen to this. Yeah. Ha ha ha. But really you're like, hey, I want to try this. So I think that's true. I think it's a valuable service. Yeah.
I know. That's what I tell people. Cause they're like, you know, people write into me separately and say,
I don't know how to ask. Yeah.
I'm like, well, why don't you just like listen, like accidentally stumble across it, you know, one of my episodes with your partner. And it'll get the door open. You know, it's food for thought. Right. You guys can start discussing.
At least it's a conversation starter.
That's right.
Right. And if you're, I think it's, and I spent too long in relationships where we couldn't have those conversations. And we couldn't, even if I had had that conversation, the answer would have been no. And I think that at one point my ex-husband said, you know, orgasm is a race and I get there first. So too bad. You know, that's a terrible, if you're in that kind of relationship, that's a terrible, you know, get out. Because, sexual compatibility is a real thing. And somebody who cares about your satisfaction is out there. Don't waste any time in an unfulfilling relationship.
Yeah. Do not be wasting the pretty on somebody who doesn't care about your sexual fulfillment. And if you guys are on way different paths, if you're on one end of the spectrum and on the other, I just think
their sex drive doesn't match yours, then there's options.
There's options. Sure. There's options. Yeah. I just think life is too short to be pigeonholed and stuck with that because there are so
it's
many
miserable.
Yeah. And there's so many different ways to handle it. So it does, maybe you don't have to separate, but as long
you
as
you have to have a conversation.
Yeah, you have to have a conversation. As long as you can communicate about it. Maybe you will get a pass. Maybe you can go out and do what you need to do and get it.
Right. Or maybe you can change that. But or you can open it up or you can decide to stay married and have, like you said, like you have extraneous partners, but or something. There's a conversation. Have a conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or that person's completely insecure and wasn't aware or whatever the case. Fix it. Yeah. Don't stay. Fix it.
No. Yeah. You can just cannot resign yourself to.
Please. Please don't.
I know. Yeah. Tell them, Jenny. Tell them.
Oh my God.
They hear it from me all the time. Yeah. Tell them.
I was in my late 40s and now I'm 52 and I didn't know. I spent decades of just being like, once a month, if that, less than 10 times a year, you know, terrible, terrible sex. And now I'm having the best sex of my life.
And you probably didn't even realize how fulfilling and enjoy and vital, really like vital that it is and what it can be when it's on a level 10 between two people. It's a striking difference, you know?
Oh yeah. I'm like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like at 18 right now. Yeah. So
that's amazing. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. All
Me
right.
Too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining and thanks everybody for listening. And if you guys have any questions or comments, you know, you can always send me an email, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com or my favorite voicemail. Just go to the website, curiousgirldiaries.com. And on the right-hand side, there's a tab on every page that says, leave me a voice message. I will get back to you. It will be me personally. All right. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.